Static.
Here we go.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
Well, let me get readjusted here, Miles.
Readjusted.
So we can hear you better. To hear you with.
What would be readjusting? What would be involved in that?
Well, I have to grab a hold of this thing, and then that thing, and then move them around.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what I call readjusting.
Oh, I see.
Well, I don't know if we have to buy Baker implants, but evidently he laughed his tits off last week. So.
Yeah, I read that. Yeah, I thought it was a little weird.
So therefore, we may have to be replacing him. He had a double mastectomy while listening. I don't know if that was a cheerful experience or a painful experience.
I don't know. I think he's getting a little freaky, though, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Keep listening, man.
Hey, guess what guess what I ate tonight?
What did you... You are a big fajita person. You love a juicy fajita in your mouth like no one's business.
I do, but... No, I ate a pizza that was bigger than your head.
That would not be possible, but...
I went to dinner. My brother was by.
Yes.
And we went out to dinner.
Yeah.
And they had this 29-inch pizza.
Wow.
Yeah, we didn't eat all of it, but...
Yeah.
It was one big fucking pizza.
Man.
I'm telling you, I didn't think it would be that big.
Everyone had to go to the bathroom afterwards? Or?
Yeah. It was a 29-inch pizza.
Yeah.
On the horizontal, and then, oddly enough, it was 29 inches on the vertical, too. So.
That's a lot of pizza.
In a pile. They call it the 29-inch pile.
Wow. That's a lot of pizza.
It was a lot of pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty weird, but we had a really good, I would say probably the best waitress I've ever had.
Oh, really?
I'm lying, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
But you don't like waitresses.
No, well, I do like waitresses. Why would you say something like that?
Because you're angry. You're an angry person, and you don't like people like that.
What are you talking about?
You look down on people like that. You're
I do not.
You wasn't good enough.
Well, I'll let you be the judge.
The lady was telling me her life story, and I just want to tell her to F off.
Well, that's true. I don't go in to, you know, pay money for food to hear other people's life story. They should be listening to my life story, for Christ's sake. Hey, I don't want to know about your kids. Like I care.
So, was this a hot-looking chick, or what was it?
No. She was just horrible. It was like, we go and we order, you know, this giant pizza.
Yeah.
And then... we ordered, like, some other stuff, right?
Yeah.
And, like, she keeps forgetting to bring stuff. And we got a reminder.
Could we have plates?
Exactly. One of the questions was, do you all want plates? That was a question. And when you got two children,
well,
I mean, I think extra napkins should just, you know, be a given.
All right, you mean your family does look a little challenged. I mean, I can see why she's asking that.
Would you like to share plates?
Well, we don't like to get them too dirty.
No. I don't want any plates.
She said that.
Yes.
No, come on.
I'm serious.
No.
I'm serious.
What else did she do that was so horrible?
Well, she didn't bring the salad out until, like, I don't know, half an hour. The meal was about ready to come out. And then, salad, blah.
You're going to get a salad with a 29-inch pizza?
Well, I did it. My wife got a salad.
My God.
There was more than one person.
For Christ's sakes.
And then my daughter doesn't want pizza. She wanted chicken.
Uh-huh.
Totally forgot about that. In fact, I hear him, how long are that chicken? How long does it take to make chicken? From the back of the restaurant.
They were probably just running out to McDonald's and getting like a 6-piece.
Yeah,
back.
Really? Well, at that point, it would have been faster for me to run out and get a 6-piece.
Really?
Yes.
This all happened.
I'm telling you. So then she wanted to set the gigantic pizza behind the toddler.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Here's where we're going to put the pizza. I don't think that would really be a good idea.
Nice hot pizza for little Junior to burn.
Right, exactly.
Out.
Well, not to mention the fact that he was throwing his little Shaggy and Scooby dolls like halfway across the restaurant didn't help either. I think we were as much of an annoyance to them as they were to us, but that's okay.
Did you guys just come in like at closing time or something? And these
no, it was just... that it was like at 5 o'clock or something, 5:30.
Were they just angry with you, I think? Or?
I think she was really just dumb.
You think?
Yeah. I think she was probably one of the dumbest people that I've ever met.
Do you want plates?
Then, can we have some extra napkins? And she took away all the forks, right?
What?
Well, like, we got, like, toasted rav or something, right?
Yeah.
And then she came in and all the forks were gone.
Yeah.
So I had to ask for another fork.
Yeah.
Oh, she didn't do, yeah, the worst thing. Thank you. My wife reminded me here. Something that, this is the make or break for me. Let me tell you, if there's anybody who's working in food service in the greater St. Louis metro area, I never want to have just ice in my glass.
Right.
I want a little hustle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I am one thirsty mofo, and I got to have them keep coming.
Right.
If my glass is dry more than once,
the
tip goes down, down, down.
Oh, my wife does that, too.
Well, I mean, what the fuck are you doing, you know? You got, like, two fucking tables. Disappear, like, half hour at a time.
Maybe you were just sucking them down.
I'm sucking ice cubes up the straw.
Maybe you were just sucking so quick she couldn't keep up with you, you know?
Well.
Hey, Orca, hold on, man. Jesus.
Hey, Orca.
Hey, Junior Samples out here needs another drink.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Get that more, another sody.
Now he's bitching about no salad.
No salad.
What? Oh, that chicken, too.
Yes, and so I'm telling you.
You sure this wasn't like Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie?
Yeah.
Well, or something like this.
Yeah, I believe it was called the Simply Ugly Life, but that was a whole other thing.
Oh, my God. You have the worst luck.
Well, I mean, luckily, the only good thing was everybody was pretty, you know.
Yeah.
I always hate going, and then you get that kind of service, and then everybody gets pissed off, and it's real uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I like to just sit and complain about it, that's all, but not really get angry.
Right. Was your brother cool with it? Or
He didn't seem to care.
Maybe he wasn't getting all nuts. Like
no, he didn't drink as much as I did. I was just like thirsty, man. I was like, ooh. Hey, it says free refills, goddammit.
What are you, a diabetic? Jesus, look at
me. Well, you know I drink soda. It's an addiction.
You love soda.
It is. They're going to classify that or something. I'm just like, you know.
You drink soda like people... breathe air.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah,
I'm telling you, I was really thirsty, too.
I mean, you visited me and emptied out like a 12-pack in like an hour.
There you go.
That's no joke.
Just give me a pixie stick and a 2-liter and I'm set.
Man. I feel sorry for this lady.
Oh, please.
You're very demanding when you go out to eat.
Well, but I want service. I mean, I go and I go sit down somewhere, you know?
Yeah, but you're demanding, though, you know?
Well, you're demanding.
Salad.
You know, you want everything. You want them to take the order. You want them to give you plates. You want silverware.
Yeah.
You want your drink filled.
Right.
I mean, what do you think this is, a restaurant or something?
Right. I mean,
yes, it's a restaurant. That's what you're getting paid for.
You're not a Sizzler. Something. I mean, come on.
No, it was this little Italian place.
It was a little Italian place.
Yeah. Little Italian place who evidently has a lot of disabled relatives in the mental capacity.
Would you like some salad?
Will you be sharing plates, or should I get each one of you your own plate?
That's not funny.
We'll eat off the same plate.
Yeah, they were better, yeah. My wife's telling me. We've been there before, and they usually do okay, and so... Oh, right, we have been to a retired restaurant. We have been to a place that was run by retarded people and ate, and they were very attentive.
Oh, my God.
They were extremely attentive.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that my glass never was dry.
Yeah.
They had all these little retarded people running around filling glasses.
And they kicked ass, didn't they?
Very attentive.
Yeah.
They weren't all wrapped up in their little own problems. You know.
Yeah.
They don't care if they got to make a car payment. They're retarded.
That's nice.
I think I'd rather go into the retarded restaurant, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
In fact, make that a priority. Let's find a retarded restaurant to go to. They're attentive.
All right.
They understand the need. They understand the basic needs of life, the retarded people.
Yeah.
They're thirsty? Hey, I understand. I get thirsty, too. They should refill the glass.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But anyway, this pizza was huge. I'm like, God, that's a big... They should call it the wagon wheel, for Christ's sake. It's a huge pizza. It's an Italian. I don't know what... What would be the Italian equivalent of the wagon wheel? You know what I mean? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
Wow. Yeah.
This has got more surface area than the Venus de Milo's ass. I don't know.
That's a lot.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow. So what's up with you? It's they should call it the Sistine Chapel pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
little sausage cherubs.
There you are.
What's
you know,
up
with it's getting close to Easter time again.
It is, yeah.
And Easter time seems to bring out the worst in me and you, I think.
The two of us?
I think.
Why is that? Why would you say that?
Because we always just have, like, this rotten time of Easter, don't we?
Well, I don't know about... Is that why you're stopping by?
actually, that's why I'm stopping... No, but...
Is that why you're stopping by after Easter to make it more rotten for me?
No, like, for this weekend's Palm Sunday, right?
So yes.
We're very close. We're very close to Easter.
Yeah.
So, now, Easter Bunny's at the local mall.
Easter Bunny's around, yep.
And, we had nothing to do yesterday, and so my wife and I said, let's take kids to go see Easter Bunny.
I know, but your kids are, like, in their teens.
Yeah, they're, like, 18 and 19. Come on, kids,
let's go see the Easter Bunny.
They're still young enough to enjoy Easter Bunny.
All right, I'm just right. teasing.
Matt, no, you can tease. I don't care. But kind of to speed the story along here just a little bit, we get there, and I go out of my way to find our video camera. And I've got it in the bag, and I'm carrying it like a purse.
Yeah.
Because there's no cool way to look cool in it, you know.
Well, that's that cheap one you got, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, your bargain video camera.
Yes, but I didn't want to get sidetracked with that.
Oh, okay.
But, so, you know, they want you, of course, to buy pictures.
Right.
Which
pictures. Did you say pictures? What is this, the Easter Bunny at the Hooters? I want you to either get a photo of your child or buy a picture and some wings.
I can only wish that happened.
Yeah.
No, we get there.
I can only wish the Easter Bunny was at Hooters.
Yeah, that actually is not a bad idea. But.
Well, with your children, they just latch on or something. So.
Yeah. But to get back to my story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We get there, there's hardly no one there in line.
Hardly no one.
Hardly no one. And I'm like, oh, I don't have any money, so I'm like, I'm going to hit the ATM, I'll be right back.
The story of your life.
Yeah. No, I didn't have to say I had to hit the bathroom, I had to hit the ATM.
I thought maybe that's where the story was going to go. You're going to head to the ATM and then get that rumbling and then take off. For the...
No, surprisingly, no, this has nothing to do with going to the bathroom. For the first time, I come back with the money, and my wife's like, oh, pay the guy, $10.
What was that, the shakedown, the Easter Bunny shakedown?
Yeah, because they can do like this little digital picture, you know, and they
right.
can print it out pretty fast.
$10?
But I'm like, well, okay, kids, get up on Easter Bunny's lap. I got the video camera ready to go. My wife's like, well, I've already had the pictures taken.
Oh, she skipped you.
Yeah.
So what did you do? Did you throw a fit?
Yeah, I threw a tantrum at the mall, and my wife, like, you know, pick up, you know, the vibe that was going on. She's like, oh, my God, I don't know what I was thinking. Oh, my God, I don't know what
I wonder if your wife, like, if we did, like, a little scientific test where, like, you walked out of the room, she just totally forgets you exist.
I think so.
Because there's that whole movie thing where you told her you wanted to watch one movie and she put the other one in.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened once.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost as if whenever you're not around, you just don't exist. So
no, I went
it works out
way.
Pretty convenient for her since she likes to, you know, to screw around. But that's a whole other thing.
I don't know. I just she totally forgot. You know, I was like, oh well, I had the pictures taken.
They were paying the man $10.
There was a lady behind us, so I just, you know, thought our kids should go up there and
get it over with.
There's like no one at the mall.
Could you? Well, is it free to see the Easter Bunny, though?
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have to get a picture.
Well, you should have just had him go up again.
Well, I did, but then, you know, it's like a reenactment, you know? It's like,
oh, well,
we didn't get it, so let's do it again, you know?
It's not as good as the first time.
Yeah, yeah. I felt a little cheated. I'm like,
the magic is gone.
Yeah, but
it's gone. They're that much older. They're that much older and away from believing.
Like, she just totally, like, rushed them through for no reason.
Well, evidently, she really doesn't give a shit about the Easter Bunny.
I can't wait. Or their dad taping their kids or something. I don't know. I was just like, well.
Let me imagine the what happened after you left. Okay, kids, now your dad's gone. Hop up there. Let's get this over with before he turns it into a whole fucking production.
Yeah, really. I don't know. Then it was, like, weird because then I, like, gave the guy too much money and, like, it turned out he never gave us back the change or some continuation.
Oh, so you got ripped off by the Easter Bunny?
Huh?
You got ripped off by the Easter Bunny?
No, there was a guy assisting the Easter Bunny.
Oh.
The Bunny wasn't boxing money. That would be funny.
The guy, did the Easter Bunny, like, unscrew his head? All right, it'd be
$10. I want the money now. No, it actually would be a funnier story if it was, but no, it was just like,
or maybe he doesn't even take off his hat, and he says, stick it into my fluffy tail.
Yeah, no, I totally got cut out of the deal.
So do you feel cheated or what?
A little bit, yeah. I had to reenact the whole thing. Like, kids act surprised. And, ooh.
Oh, did you really have to go through again?
Yeah. But there was no one there. There was hardly, like, any kids there at the mall.
Okay, you didn't do it right. Let's do it again. Take two.
Probably,
take three.
The time we got there and the time we left, there might have been, like, four or five kids there tops.
Miles Jr., act more surprised this time.
Including my two kids, you know. I totally got cut out of the loop.
So whenever you turned around, was your wife, like, gone or what?
Yeah, she was already home, you know.
Oh, where are you guys?
You guys?
Who are you?
I had to walk home with the video camera.
And the kids.
And the kids. You forgot us.
I had to pay for the Easter Bunny to drive us home.
No, but... That'd be funny. That would be funny, actually.
Here you go. Not only did you, you know, rate me on the pictures, here's another $5 for your trouble.
Yeah, really. God.
Oh, wait, I may have better make that another $10 for the gas.
No, but I mean, how would you feel? I mean, come on, it's like...
He didn't, like, Easter Bunny kicks you out and says, you know, gas, grass, or ass, and I don't mean the Easter kind.
Happy Easter.
So I lit up with the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Miles gets cut out again.
Cut out of the loop again.